Today's keyword is why. Why? Which means bad, rotten, spoiled, broken down. For the medical sentence, I'm going to use why. Why? As a root component of the double character word for necrosis. Why say? 坏死. Now I'm sure you know that 谁死 means death. So how appropriate is that? The Chinese word for necrosis, which is the death of a circumscribed area of plant or animal tissue, is 坏死. You can hear it in a sentence like 好像他的名一样, 肝络源为死的组织是浅黄色和质地比较软, 就像他的名字一样, 肝络样坏死的组织是淡黄色, 还有质地比较软. Just like its name, caseous necrosis, caseous meaning cheese-like. So caseous necrosis tissue is a light yellow color and soft in texture. Literally, that's 猴起, 就像, to seem. 可以给, 他的, it's, the possessive of it, it's. 名, 名字, the name. 一样, 一样, just like. 肝络源为死, 肝络样坏死. This is the word for caseous necrosis. 给的, possessive, belonging to. 组织, 组织, tissue, your body tissue, that is. 还是, is, to be. 浅黄色, 淡黄色, a light yellow color. 同埋, 还有, and also. 质地, 质地, texture. 比较, 比较, to be comparatively. 云, 染, soft. Altogether, we have to seem, its name, just like caseous necrosis, and its possessive form, 个 and 的, tissue, body tissue, is light yellow color, and also texture is comparatively soft. That is, just as its name suggests, caseous necrosis, caseous meaning cheese-like. Anyways, the tissue of caseous necrosis is light yellow in color and soft in texture. Let's just say that one more time. Just as its name suggests, the tissue of caseous necrosis is light yellow in color and soft in texture. 好像它的名一样, 肝络源为死的组织是浅黄色和质地比较软, 就像它的名字一样, 肝络样坏死的组织, 是淡黄色, 还有质地比较软. For the non-medical sentence, I'm going to use why. Why? As a root component of the double character word for spoiling, coddling, overindulging, like say a kid. 中外, 宠坏. This is one of those double character words where the root components that make up the one word both can mean a similar thing, although why adds further nuance to the spoiling aspect of being a bad thing. 由細到大，我仲壞咗佢啦。從小到大，我把他仲壞了。
I spoiled him since he was little.
Literally, that's 由細到大，從小到大。
From a young age till now.And now I'm going to go separate in parsing out these words, separate in terms of the Cantonese is like way different from the Mandarin in structure.
So, 我中壞咗佢了。我, meaning I,
as in me, myself, I,
中壞,
to spoil,
咗,
past tense,
佢, him, her,
La, and that's just the ending particle that makes the Cantonese sentence sound more natural. You could have the sentence without the la, but in conversation, it adds a more natural flow to things. Okay, now on the Mandarin side,
我把它弄坏了。我
is I, 把。Is a particle marking the following noun as a direct object.
Ta, him, her, 种坏
to spoil,
la.
This particle does two things, functioning as a past tense marker and as a modal particle to acknowledge that the spoiling of a child has come to pass, and as we all know,It's not necessarily always a good thing. I mean, it makes you feel good as a parent to spoil your kids, but you know that sometimes that doesn't allow them to grow, to learn on their own, or spoiling them numbs them from certain social graces. So stringing all of that together, you have from a young age until now, and here we split off between the canto and the mando. For the canto, we have...I spoil, and then we have the past tense particle, then him or her, and then the final particle, making the sentence sound more natural. So that is to say, from a young age until now, I spoiled him.
由細到大，我仲壞咗佢啦。
And for the mandal part, we again have I.But different from the canto, we now have a particle, the ba, that marks the following noun as a direct object, him or her, which is then followed by spoil. And that is subsequently followed by the ending particle, la, does the double duty of providing the past tense of the spoiling,and acts as the modal particle giving the flavor of what's being said. Like, I know, I spoiled this kid, what a doofus I am.
从小到大，我把他种坏了。
I know this all sounds somewhat complicated, and if that's all making your mind spin, then feel free to add a comment with whatever questions so that I can try to clarify this a bit.And that's a wrap. As always, if you want more visual cues, check out the YouTube video channel using the search keywords Mommy Speaks Canto Mando Medical. The actual link is in the episode-specific webpage for today's podcast.